This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Long before the film A Mighty Wind poked fun at the folk music scene, an odd duo in the thick of the 1960s folk movement was bucking tradition. The group was the Holy Modal Rounders, and its weird, psychedelic brand of folk enjoyed a small but intensely devoted following. One of the Rounders' songs even landed in the classic film Easy Rider. The duo's influence has endured over the years, inspiring a younger generation of musicians and filmmakers. Now the Holy Modal Rounders are the subject of a new documentary. Chris Boros from member station WKSU reports.
The Greenwich Village folk scene in the early 1960s took a left turn away from the clean-cut sounds of the Kingston Trio. Bob Dylan was singing Masters of War, and Phil Oakes had Power in the Glory. That didn't sit well with Peter Stampfl.
I really hated the seriousness of the people on the folk music scene. I thought it was stupid. I mean, it was beautiful stuff, but it was goofy, too. At least some of it was. And I thought the goofiness was one of the great things about it.
Yeah. Ma's out there, switching in the kitchen, and Dad's in the living room, grousing and a-bitching, and I'm out here, kicking the gong for euphoria, euphoria. When your mind starts wheeling and a-walking, your inside voices start squealing and a-squawking, floating around on a belladonna cloud, singing euphoria, euphoria.
While Stampfl admits the Holy Modal Rounders were silly, they were not doing parodies of old folk songs. They knew the music inside and out.
They got the idea in 1963, what if Charlie Poole and Charlie Patton and Uncle Dave Macon and all those guys were magically transported from the late 1920s to 1963, and then they were exposed to contemporary rock and roll. What did they do? And that sounded way, way, way more interesting than trying to be Mr. Note Perfect 1929.
For example, on the traditional song Hesitation Blues, Stampfl added a twist.
Got my psychedelic feet in my psychedelic shoes. I believe Lord and Mama got the psychedelic blues. Tell me how long do I have to wait? Or can I get you now? I must hesitate.
Peter Stampfl grew up in Wisconsin during the 1940s and discovered folk music and the five-string banjo at the University of Wisconsin. His partner in musical crime was Steve Weber, a country blues guitar player who grew up in Philadelphia. Weber dropped out of high school and lived on the streets of New York City for a number of years before teaming up with Stampfl. Even today, Weber is a free spirit.
Even if you ain't got one yourself, you can break into a party and make it your own. And that's what I've been doing all my life. Ain't that right?
That's Steve Weber from the documentary film Bound to Lose. Co-director Paul Lovelace was less than prepared for Weber's antics.
I've never met anyone that just completely lives by his own rules. You could ask him, where are you playing tomorrow night? And he would have no idea and no interest. But at the same time, he does take the music part of it seriously. His abilities as a musician, his abilities as a singer and a guitar player, he really has a lot of pride in that.
Wake up, Mama, turn your lamp down low. Won't you wake up, Mama, turn your lamp down low. Have you got the nerve to drive me from your door?
Weber's seriousness was evident from the Rounders' very first gig together, says Peter Stampfl.
We were on stage at some little club on Bleecker Street, and all of a sudden, I hit a bad note, and Weber winced as if he'd been, you know, kicked in the gut and played a excruciatingly dissonant chord, followed by four more chords, each one more dissonant than the one prior to that. And then he screamed and leaped off the stage. And I thought, wow, this is great.
If that was great, it only got better. They were like oil and water, and much of their relationship was built on bickering.
Come on.
Stop doing that.
I don't want to do nothing but
your
songs, man. Let's take turns, or else what happens
stop
is you do a bunch of...
Stop grabbing me, then.
Well, then, it's my turn to do a song.
Well, do it.
Filmmaker Paul Lovelace saw a lot of this during the making of the documentary.
They really are like an old married couple. They love each other to death at times, but they also can't stand being around each other at times.
Bass player Dave Reich noticed the tension the minute he joined the band in 1971.
Peter and Steve had a strange relationship. They bounce off each other. They also had a little shtick there. They were the Punishment Brothers. Says, I'm cruel and he's unusual.
Their odd behavior may have been fueled by drug use, something Peter Stampfl does not deny.
Our first album was recorded on Speed and Pot. I was on amphetamine and marijuana and beer. How it affected it was what you hear when you hear the record.
Despite the Rounder's self-destructive behavior, this song wound up in the movie Easy Rider. But the musicians couldn't manage to capitalize, and the Rounders went their separate ways in 1971. Weber and the rest of the band moved to Portland, Oregon, where the guitarist succumbed to heroin addiction. Stamfel stayed in New York. Years later, the two would reunite for the occasional album and gig, but Weber was a no-show for the band's 40th anniversary tour in 2004. He refuses to talk to Stamfel and has disappeared somewhere in West Virginia.
His girlfriend convinced him that I have stolen the Rounder millions. I mean, there's occasional Rounders hundreds, but as far as Rounder millions goes, that would be nice, but no.
Check of diamonds, I know you of old. You rob my poor pockets of my silver. And old, I gambled in England, and gambled in Maine. I'll bet you $10, then I beat you the next game.
While the Holy Modal Rounders never reached a mass level of popularity, their cult status continues to grow. They've influenced a new generation of musicians, including indie bands Yola Tango and Espers. But Stamfel says he wanted that influence to be broader.
I felt that something big and amazing was going to happen to popular music that would change everything. And, of course, I was right about that, and it was the Beatles. The delusional part was I thought it was going to be the Holy Modal Rounders.
Bound to lose. Bound to lose. Bound to lose. Riverboat Gamblers, bound to lose.
Even though the title of the documentary says the Rounders were bound to lose, in the end, they won in a way, showing close-minded purists a thing or two about letting go. For NPR News, I'm Chris Boros.
Here comes Susie, with her hair piled high, with her hair piled high. Sister Silky's a-watching her eye. Hookers and hustlers follow her around. Follow her down. Come and lay a dollar down. Bound to lose. Bound to lose. Bound to lose. Riverboat gamblers, bound to lose.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.